other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
AP and Bloomberg reported, as you know, on Tuesday, $8.4 trillion now stolen by the foreign offshore banks has nothing to do with the credit crisis. I'll cover that after Mr. Atticott leaves. We have about 4 minutes left with him right now in this short segment. And he blew me away during the one-minute break. He said he's about to go to Israel to do a big talk on chemical bio attack. And then he said if Israel doesn't strike in the next month or so, I'll be back to do an interview with you. If not, I won't be coming back. What does that mean? Because I have several mainstream articles today out of Israel where they're saying they may go ahead and hit Iran.
Yeah, the bipartisan commission report that said we're going to have an attack on the homeland by 2013, they had recommendations. One of their major recommendations was Iran has to be stopped from acquiring radioactive materials, nuclear weapons, et cetera, et cetera. And my sources tell me, and I work with the Israelis a lot, at the very latest, Iran will have nuclear weapons by 2012, at the latest. The time to attack a totalitarian regime that is whacked out of their mind is before they get weapons of mass destruction, not after they get weapons of mass destruction. The Israelis know that, and that's the challenge for Mr. Obama. It's going to happen on his watch.
But we heard that about Iraq, about WMDs.
Well, what we heard about Iraq is that they already had them, that they were in the process of developing. If we hadn't went into Iraq in 2003, he would probably have them by today because that was his goal. The Israelis had knocked him out in 81 with his Osirik reactor. He had used Scud missiles against.
But the inspectors had been all over that place. They were in the Stone Age.
Well, I know. But after 9/11 was not a time for Saddam Hussein to be kicking sand in our eyes and saying, no, I'm kicking all the inspectors out, and you just have to guess whether I got them or not. He was not very bright. You don't mess with this after 9/11. If 9/11 hadn't happened, we would not have went into Iraq. And if we don't have a major attack on the homeland, Mr. Obama will not go.
Okay, well, you say you're close to the Israelis. Are you saying... I mean, they're saying in their newspapers, I'm sure you've seen it yesterday and today, but is the word they're getting ready to hit Iran?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. There's a lot of chatter, let me just put it that way. But I can tell you from the sources that I know, they're very high placed, that they believe that Iran will have the weapons by 2012. The U.N. is not going to stop them. Who is going to stop them? And they are, they're threatened by Iran because Iran has quite frankly said, we're going to kill all of you. So knowing that, I think it's prudent that they should do something. Now, do you sit down and negotiate your way out of this, or do you do what in the real world?
But you were saying you're going over to Israel for a little while, but you may not be. I mean, is the word? I mean, you're hearing there's a good chance, though. I mean, specifically what you were saying during the break.
I was kind of in jest because, I would not be surprised if the Israelis struck on their own initiative. I'm going over there tomorrow for a few days at a bioterrorism conference, and in jest, I'm saying if I come back. Because it could happen today, it could happen tomorrow, it could happen in a year, but the Israelis have discussed it. They have engaged in war gaming with their Air Force. Their entire Air Force last year, as you know, was a war game, essentially a practice run. But they're thinking about the issue. I mean, they're thinking about it. It could very well occur tomorrow or a month from now.
Well, why did the West help give nukes to Pakistan if it's so bad to have nukes over there?
Well, that's another story, but as we were saying, incompetence. I mean, our intelligence was so bad, we didn't realize the Pakistanis were as far along as they were. They lied, they hid things from us, and we were totally surprised, really. The world was totally surprised when Pakistan detonated its first nuclear weapon.
But, I mean, Israel's got at least 400 nukes and great delivery systems. I mean, let's say Iran in 3 years, 2 years, is going to get an A-bomb.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They're not going to...
Well, deterrence works with rational people. A lot of these jihadists, they want to die. I mean, on 7/7 in July, I would take the backpack off and put it on the subway and walk away to fight another day. They want to die for jihad. I mean, the 9/11...
Professor, when you get back, I want to have you back on, but I'm going to try to send you a lot of material because on certain levels, you sound like a good guy. On other levels, I think you're really believing a lot of what you're saying, and I think some of it's true, but I think a lot of it is public relations. And maybe you're drinking the Kool-Aid, maybe you're not. But Professor Jeffrey F. Atticott, thank you for speaking with us. Let me say bye
to
you. You bet. Let me say bye to you behind the scenes here when we go to break in about 5 seconds, and we'll let you go. Folks, we'll be back, and I'll have comments on all this. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, talking to Atticott, he is a mainline conservative Christian who really believes that the Muslims are basically the Antichrist and are going to try to start World War III. I mean, it's a fact that AQCon Laboratories was aided by Bill Clinton and the Council on Foreign Relations Anglo-American Syndicate to get its nukes to create global crisis in Central Asia. And that's on record. It's on record that the head of ABB, the Swiss company, gave the nuke reactors to build bombs to North Korea. Why? To escalate crises worldwide so the West has a pretext to go in. Iran had a moderate government, let the UN totally defile their sovereignty, run their entire system, control their entire country, to build peaceful nuke reactors, and then the UN and the U.S. went back on their word and said, now you can't even have those. Iran has had their government overthrown at least twice by the United States and England, on record. The United States staged terror attacks there to blame it on the government and overthrow them, kind of a reverse false flag. Just generally governments doing it to blame it on some group. This was criminals in our government doing it to blame it on their government and said that the secular Mossadegh was bombing mosques. Radical Muslims, on the record, were used by Hitler and then used in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and right through to today, to overthrow secular regimes or regimes that the West did not like. And then the bomb makers, the military, the social architects then say, oh, now we've got Muslim extremists in there. Now we've got to have war with them. And so the West shoots down repeatedly their jetliners, and, oh, we accidentally blew your jumbo jet full of women and children up. Oh, and then this year and last year, the White House admitted what we told you 5.5 years ago, what New Yorker magazine told you 4 years ago, but we told you here first, that Wahhabist Sunnis, that's the group out of Saudi Arabia, 80% of the Muslim faith, but the Wahhabists is a tiny sect of those, radical, compared to the others, backed up by British intelligence, created by British intelligence, Saudi Arabia was set up by it. This is on record, you know, Lawrence of Arabia. The West spent over $100 million, according to the Washington Post, over a 20-year program, just shipping in U.S.-printed textbooks radicalizing the Muslims in Central Asia, the Sunnis, in Pakistan, in India, in Afghanistan. This started in the 60s, so they would have them ready by the 80s. I mean, this is a fact. You can't debate this. And next time I have Atticott on, I'm going to do some pre-research and actually pull up all the articles, all the documents, so I can hit them with them. I'd play the clips, or I'd mention the document, and he would have to then admit and say, yeah, I'm against it, it's wrong. And so I'm going to get him back on air, and I'm going to just go through every one of them. Okay, here's the Pentagon giving, through the State Department, and the Pentagon State Department program, joint program, over $100 million of textbooks saying, kill the infidels, kill the Westerners, kill the communists. The kids learn to count 3 hand grenades plus 2 hand grenades equals 5. 2 machine guns plus 8 machine guns equals 10 machine guns. I mean, that's what our government did. That's how diabolical they are. The Muslims wanted big glistening hotels and shopping malls and fashion. They're totally worldly at the core. I mean, look, it's the cradle of civilization over there. And they're not even saying, oh, that's a good thing. The point is they want rock and roll and Playboy. But the West doesn't want them on their own 2 feet. It's in the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49, put out by the British government. How to destabilize nations. Put radical groups in control. Overthrow legitimate governments. Destabilize. Then they say we can go in and counter them afterwards. See how that works? Don't let nations industrialize. Fund their neighbors. Fund interreligious and intersect and interregional wars. This is the great game. This is what the global elite do. This is how they control people. It's like here, in the name of multiculturalism, all they hype up is our differences. And then in the name of fighting that, all they do is make people be obsessed with it so we can't live in peace. Men against women, women against men, black against white, white against Hispanic, Hispanic against white, Catholic against Protestant, on and on and on and on. Divide and conquer. And then they take what Ahmed Dinajid, who I'm no fan of, has said, because he has incendiary rhetoric for his population. They take what he says, and he says, if you attack us, we will push the Zionist regime into the sea. Then they, and this has been mainstream news, they falsified this. I will destroy, we will nuke Israel, we will blow you off the map. When in every case, the West says, we're going to use nukes on you. We're going to attack you. They'll put out a report saying, we're going to bomb with more than 10,000 Saudis. 10,000, you know, attacks with aircraft. And they say, okay, well, if you do that, we're going to sink ships in the Strait of Hormuz. We're going to attack your aircraft carriers. We've got, you know, 11,000 long-range missiles. We're going to blow the Zionist regime off the map. We're going to push the Zionist regime into the sea. And, I mean, I don't want to be sucked into all this tribalism and sectarianism. I want everybody to live in peace. But that's not what's happening. I was talking to Atticott during the break, but he had to go teach a class. He's the head of that terrorism law school down there. And he was like breathing hard going, I'm going to tell you about the Muslims. They're going to get us. They're going to attack us. It's all real. It's about to happen. And Israel's got to go into Iran. And when they do go into Iran, it's going to be hell. It's going to break down everywhere. It's going to be war everywhere. There's going to be terrorism everywhere. Exactly. If the globalists attack Iran, folks, there are going to be real Shiite terror cells attacking all over the West. And then the globalists will stage big events and say that they're doing that as well. Now, we don't call it terrorism, but in the Cold War, the United States had sleeper cells, special forces, all over Europe, all over Latin America, all over Africa, all over the Soviet Union. The reports are they even smuggled nukes into these countries. The Russians got decapitation teams into here. This is what governments do. And I just report what the facts show, what the facts say, what the facts clearly reveal. We came up here last week on Tuesday's show that went live again on Friday. We were saying, we don't know if this is government-sponsored. We said, Pakistan has no kibono, no motive. Pakistan is begging, saying they didn't do it. They're investigating. Pakistan has the very same militants that India is claiming doing this. The Wahhabists inside their country, created by the United States, attacking them. The same groups trying to kill them every week, bombing government buildings, killing government officials. I mean, it's real. They're killing them because they're trying to kick them out. And the Pakistanis are saying this is English, British, U.S., and Israeli-controlled. We want them out. So we looked at the evidence. We watched it closely. And now it's in the Times of India today. And this could be a setup, too. When you get a cloak and dagger, it's hard to know the truth. They were wearing Hindu Zionists. There's a huge subsect of Hindu Zionist wristbands. They were on LSD, cocaine, and amphetamines. And the head of India's anti-terror force had been in the newspaper saying elements of our own government in the radical Hindu group, the same ones that killed Mahatma Gandhi. He was a Hindu, but he wouldn't go along with them in a war against Muslims. They're the ones that killed Gandhi. So the head of the anti-terror force, who himself is a Hindu, went in the newspapers 2 weeks ago. We have these up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And he said, our government just bombed the train station. He busted an army captain for doing it, a Hindu army captain. He was getting death threats, and as soon as he went in the hotel, at point-blank range, the evidence now shows some of his own men killed him. And that's why, this is in the newspapers in India, the biggest ones. And then that's why the Indian police wouldn't fire back as the, quote, terrorists would walk 50 yards right in front of them. So, see, all the evidence now shows this is a Western intelligence operation with Israel running it. We weren't sure if it was an inside job last week. Then we weren't sure if it was British, U.S., or Israeli. Now it has Israeli fingerprints all over it. And we just report the facts. We just report the facts here. And I don't like getting in the middle of Muslim, Serb, Croat, Serb, Shiite, Sunni, Hindu, Muslim. It's tribal warfare. All these sides are wrong. But the globalists manipulate and play all these sides off against each other. All the police that were killed in India were killed in suspicious circumstances away from the main combat areas and were killed execution style. It was all anti-terror heads that had busted the Indian army staging terror, blowing up a train a few months ago, killing 63. Was it 65? I don't know. Go pull it up. And now the Pakistani government is basically officially saying, look, our intelligence agency was set up by the British and the U.S. They're trying to kill us. The West is trying to overthrow our government, and they're staging terror attacks in India as a pretext to invade us. Please, we're not with the terrorists. Help us kick the Wahhabists out of here. You understand? And if you are a Sunni Muslim, I'm not attacking you either. The point is, they're manipulating all these groups so they can have World War III. This is the great game, divide and conquer. We got to get above all the names.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho! No! I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XT for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
You know, I talk about giant as Hindus, people are like, what?
When the man,
oh yeah, that's a huge sect over there. Like your Zionist Christians. It's the biggest group of Christians in the United States.
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
And we got social engineers that are Luciferians at the top, that are globalists. And that is their religion. I've studied them. Who play us all off against each other.
Or disappear.
Bob Chapman's coming up in about 10 minutes. I wanted to get into some of the other news. Here's how they're going to sell us having troops on the streets of America. Now, they've been setting this all up covertly. Now, exactly as we told you, it's been announced. We're only going off their own documents. And I told you they would sell it as putting a few thousand of the 20,000 regular Army troops on the border. They've already done that with the National Guard. They don't allow them to have rifles. They get chased scores of times, shot at, shot, running from Mexican troops that come, in some cases, 3, 4, 5 miles over the border. But they tell the public, oh, the National Guard's now on the border. They claim they're going to build a 1,000-mile fence. They build 50 miles of it. Last time I checked, it was, 54 miles have been built. And they used illegal aliens to build it. You can Google the video or the photos of the new fence. It's already falling down. It's a joke. They put water pipes and ditches in it 4 feet tall for the people to crawl through. They put openings in it for the animals to, quote, be able to migrate under environmental rules. It's all fake. And it's the same thing here. It's public relations. U.S. troops may be deployed in Arizona, southwest U.S. Phoenix Business Journal, U.S. Defense Department plans to deploy as many 20,000 U.S. troops within the U.S. for homeland security anti-terrorism efforts could result in a significant number being placed and having some kind of presence in Arizona and the southwest, according to security experts. And they're acclimating the public this week in Arizona with foreign troops from all over the world, from more than 10 countries, Germany, England, Czechoslovakia, just on and on and on. They're doing takeover drills in Arizona. Google it. It was in the major newspapers. What was in the Tucson Star? Daily Star? What, a couple weeks ago? So see, everywhere you're going to hear this propaganda. Oh, the Army's here to help at car wrecks. They say that's in their plan for PR. Well, why aren't you for the Army? They're just here at car wrecks. They're here to helicopter out people hurt in car wrecks. They're here to cut people out of cars. Oh, they're here to help your local bomb squad, go see if a cardboard box downtown that fell out of a truck is a bomb. That's why they're giving IED, roadside improvised explosive device training to every police department in the country. Every police department in the country is being given federal grants to have the feds come in. Oh, hi, we're the Army, here to work with you. Because there's going to be terrorists everywhere with roadside bombs. But then when you really read what it's set up for, it's set up to suppress the American people. And Atticott, one of the senior, experts on the inside of all this, admitted. He said, yes, it's for the American people. But he said, I know it's unconstitutional. I know it's bad. But Al-Qaeda is going to get us, Alex. And he was talking to me during breaks going, don't you understand how deadly they are? Don't you understand how real they are? And I didn't even argue with him. I'm like, I'm going to have him back on and have all the mainstream news articles and WhiteHouse.gov because he'll try to deny the media. WhiteHouse.gov admitted last year, remember I made a big deal out of it, saying, oh, yes, we have hired these four groups to fight the insurgency on the Iranian border in eastern Iraq, western Iran. And we are funding them to carry out liberation movements inside Iran. The White House threw the gauntlet down to get Iran to shoot their mouths off again and said, we are attacking Iran with, and he listed the four groups, and three of them were Wahhabist groups, and the main group, the mainstream news reported, was commanded by the number three in the FBI's list of the Al-Qaeda hierarchy. And then Jeffrey Atticott comes on here and tells me that we're fighting Al-Qaeda. Well, funny, they used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs. They used Al-Qaeda to attack the Russians. They used Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. He was telling me during the break, he goes, but Iran will give a nuke to Al-Qaeda. Iran is Shiite. Shiites and Sunnis hate each other more than they supposedly don't like Christians. And I mean, maybe Jeffrey Atticott doesn't know that. Maybe he doesn't really study this. But every point I made to him, he had to admit was true. I don't make anything up. So I'm sorry, this isn't cut and dry, simple, black and white, folks, for you. This is globalist intelligence operation against free humanity. Whether you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, it doesn't matter. Whether you're an animist, they're coming after you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Got a surprise guest in studio tomorrow morning. I'll just leave it at that for you. Major General Stubblebine will be joining us in the next hour with his wife, Dr. Labo, for an extended interview with us. We had her on briefly earlier in the week, talking about Codex Alimentarius, GMO foods, the mass eugenics program going on worldwide against free humanity. So that is coming up. Before we go to Bob Chapman for a brief 30-minute interview on the economy today, I am hardly even plugging books and videos and films that I've made or I carry at Infowars.com on the online video and bookstore these days. I'm so busy just covering the news. But these are such an important part of the fight, waking people up. The population is more ready, more apt, everything's more conducive at reaching out and educating people right now. The minds are very fertile right now to wake up to what the New World Order is doing, to wake up to what they're engaged in, to understand the fact that there's this overarching global technocracy that's in control. And so please, this Christmas season, this holiday season, don't procrastinate. Don't go fight the malls and the traffic and buy the fruitcakes or the ties or the robot toys that break in 5 minutes that nobody wants. Make Christmas cards for people. You know, bake fudge. You know, make fudge. Just fun stuff that's family. Go out in the local woods and cut some berries and holly and stuff and put that in your house. You know, that's what I did with my children. I mean, we have more depression, more suicides, people going to debt at Christmas. Just don't do it. Get back to basics. But if you're going to go spend money, why not give the gift of reality, the gift of truth, the gift of information, the gift of awakening, unlocking minds? And the best place to do that is InfoWars.com. You can get all the DVDs, the books, the film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, History of Government-Sponsored Terror, my two best-made, most powerful films, in my opinion, on overall information about the New World Order, the Master Plan, Truth Rising, just incredible activism and adventure. I mean, it's a great watch, not just powerful info. Just go to InfoWars.com and order the books and DVDs. If you're in international orders, if you are outside North America, you need to get your orders in by tomorrow to be guaranteed to get it well before Christmas. And if you're going to be ordering to get it before Christmas here in the United States guaranteed, with the UPS we use, Ground, you need to order by the 17th. So time is running out, and I can think of no better gift than a Terror Storm or an Endgame. Beautiful packaging, you know, reads like an adventure movie on the back. You know, that's good to get people to watch it. Well-produced, you know, slickly done, key information. But I don't care if you take my films like Endgame or Terror Storm or Truth Rising and just make copies of them for stocking stuffers. I just want people to have this information, but they're more apt to watch it if it's an original. And we have big discounts. You can get my films as low as like $5 a piece when you buy them in bulk at InfoWars.com or call toll-free and ask them about the combos and specials, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the best deal of this Christmas season, this holiday, and I don't care, if you're not a Christian, still give somebody the gift of truth, is PrisonPlanet.tv. All 20 of my films, hundreds and hundreds of weekly TV reports, special reports on every issue from health to martial law to the police state to the CPS. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Peruse through the thousands of videos and audios. 4.5 years up and running. It's now in super high quality. Delivered by high-powered servers, always quick, easy, fast. Takes a minute to sign up, $5.95 a month. Get a passcode, you know, your username and passcode, and you can share that with three or four people in your family. Put it in a card. Say, hey, I gave you a membership to a really cool movie site. It's PrisonPlanet.tv, and you know, here's your passcode and username. Make it simple. Make it easy. Make it holiday name. Make it freedom name. Whatever, and give it to them, and then. Even if they, on the off chance, weren't going to use it, most of them will, you've got a membership. Give yourself a membership. Give us a little bit of cash to be able to operate and expand and continue what we're doing, especially in these hard times. It's hard on everybody. And give the gift of knowledge and information. So PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll tell you something else that's good to give. Give somebody the International Forecaster. Go to the InternationalForecaster.com and do that as well, because it's an info war. And some people, you know, IntelPro from the 60s and 70s, declassified FBI program, how would they criticize activist groups, Second Amendment groups, black liberation groups, environmental rights groups, Native American groups, anybody who tried to write books, make documentaries, start a newsletter? They would criticize them and put agents into their midst and say, you're making money, you're not supposed to. Let me make it clear for everybody. It's good to make money. It's good. We need to have nice offices and cameras and equipment and be able to fly people in and do interviews and bring you better, slicker information. I mean, what a joke. The mainstream media, the government, takes our money, uses it against us, takes our money in taxes, uses it as propaganda against the public, and then has the nerve to tell us that we shouldn't have websites, that we shouldn't have advertisers, that we shouldn't be able to fight the New World Order. What matters is the information we're putting out. So I'm going to tell you, I want you to buy the books, the videos. I've never really asked for this in the past, but it's helped us grow so much since we finally did it, that if you want to just give us donations, write it to Alex Jones, and I assure you 90% of it will be spent in the fight. And the other 10% will be spent in the fight as well. For the T-shirt on my back, the shoes on my feet, and food for my children. Because I do this full-time because I have the capital to do it. And I will hire more people. I will hire high-caliber people. We will do even better, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a mind game that they've trained us that we can't have organizations. I mean, it's ridiculous. Of course we have to have funds. Of course we do. That's ridiculous. We're supposed to sit, you know, down under a bridge yelling at cars as they drive by. No, we're moving out. We're fighting the New World Order. We're trying to win. We've got winners' attitudes. So please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. Not only is the info key to saving the Republic, it funds this whole operation. You get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm going to go to Bob now for 5 minutes into the next hour, so he's got about 25 minutes here on air, and then we'll also get our next guest on. They're on with us for about an hour and 30 minutes today. Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, really needs no introduction here, but you can read his bio at theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, a lot is happening right now. Before we get into the economy, have you had time to look at the India situation, and what's your take on that?
First off, I'm guessing. From the reports I've read, it looks like another false flag operation. And the participants came from someplace else, were highly trained. Feedback is coming out of Europe that they were trained over there. I think overall it's another governmental U.S. Mossad operation. And but I quite frankly don't have enough information to intelligently
say. Well, just
to
be clear, I mean, you were in intelligence for a long time, and you're right. It's now come out. The Indian government, Times of India, the Pakistani government is saying they staged a attack with Hindu Zionists. They killed the anti-terror chiefs who just busted the Indian army, staging terror attacks on a bus station a few months ago. That was in mainstream news. So they targeted, killed. You notice all these guys that died were terrorism chiefs, so they wiped them out, and it clearly now was a staged event.
Well, that's to be expected, and what the end result, probably just a method of keeping people's eye off of more important things that are going on.
Exactly.
Just to start off with, the whole world is sinking into severe recession. And it's just not the United States and Europe. This whole world's going. The Chinese are devaluing their currency by about 7% again. I mean, we have got to institute trade tariffs on everything. And that means goods and services. These countries continue to denigrate their currency so that they can ship competitive or cheap goods to the United States. I mean, the Mexican peso just went down from 9.30 to almost 14.
Well, let's explain this. They call it free and fair trade, but no environmental standards, you know, a dollar an hour or less in China, and their currency's way under ours. There's no way to compete with that. And so tariffs are what built this country until we got rid of them in the last 50 years or so. But shifting gears, let's get back into that, but we only have a little bit of time with you, Bob, so I want to give you quick questions, quick answers. Bloomberg and AP are reporting now $8.4 trillion stolen by the bankers, but the bankers are just giving cash totals. They're not saying where it's going. So $8.4 trillion in 7 weeks, Bob, what is that going to do?
It's going to keep the banks, the insurance companies, the brokerage firms, the equity people, and special situations like the automobile industry, General Electric, is going to keep them alive for a while. And what they're doing is borrowing time. Evidently, now is not the time to bring the whole thing down and collapse it. It's obviously some date in the future. By what I see, and as you know, 2.5 months ago, we projected $10 trillion plus. Everybody else is just catching up. And now I look at it, at the rate they're going, they may be looking at $20 trillion. It is just unbelievable. And today they've recommended another $1 trillion to kickstart the economy. This is going to blow inflation right through the roof because that's far more than you need to offset the inherent asset deflation that's going on. And so inflation is going to go crazy starting probably about February, March, April again. I mean, it's already at 12.5%. We're looking at it going over 20%.
Unbelievable. They're being so secretive. I mean, imagine $8.4 trillion stolen in right under 7 weeks. And then now, Bob, they've announced what we've already knew, total abolishment of the National Guard under federal control. The governors will serve at the pleasure of the president. Troops on the streets of America.
Yes, I reported on the Wednesday issue. And one of the things that came out with a week or two ago, and I really, it didn't dent my head as to how important it was, but we are looking at another bubble. Now, the bubble is beginning. It began perhaps about 6 months ago. FHA. These are the loans that are given by government for people who want to borrow to either stay in their homes or get new homes. They have $300 billion. They'll go through that lickety-split. Now, the people who are placing these loans, the loan originators, are the same gang, 35,000 of them, that have licenses now to do this with the FHA, to write these loans. This is the same gang that wrote the subprime loans and the ALTA loans, lied on the applications, forged the applications.
Well, look at who Obama's bringing in. I mean, as bad as Bush was, the economic team of Obama is the exact people that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and actually set all this up in the 90s.
That's right. And so what's going to happen is that they're going to continue to increase the money Congress will, that they give to the FHA, and they're going to give all these loans out to people again who should not have them. And 2 years from now, 3 years from now, we're going to have another problem like we just had over the last 2 years with those two kinds of loans.
But let's be clear.
And many of the people, Alex, many of them who are writing these loans have criminal records in that field. And, you know, the government doesn't want to know about it. They just want people to either stay in homes or buy new homes to temporarily solve the problem. They don't care.
But let's explain. It's not just that these loans are going to go bad. It's that they're leveraging and securitizing them. They're selling the debt.
Again.
Okay, now let's stop right there.
And the U.S. government is buying it, and it's 100% insured and guaranteed by the American taxpayer.
And that means the leveraging is secure, is guaranteed.
So that's right. And incidentally, I am the only writer that I've read, and I do over 350 pieces of research a day. In fact, I fall asleep at 7:30 and 8 o'clock at night and get up at 3 in the morning. And I have seen nobody else come out with that. And it was so simple.
No, I understand. There's all sorts of little bubble scams going. Well, they're using the bailout money to go start new bubble leveraging operations.
And that's for sure. That's in the banking and the brokerage community.
Okay, now.
I mean, there's one firm that just received, a mutual fund firm, just received $2 billion, so they're laying off people.
Yeah, I want to shift
that'll
gears.
That'll be in Sandy's issue.
I want to shift gears because, yeah, they implode the economy, then they become flush with cash, and they leverage it in derivatives again to dominate and buy everything up, leveraged, leaving us holding the bag when that new bubble implodes. Then they'll terrorize us into more bailouts then. But stop right there, Bob. We don't have a lot of time, and I want to get to this. I have police, firemen, school teachers. They're being told that they've lost 30, 40, 50% of their 401ks and investments. The government's now talking about taking that over to, quote, save it, but then taxing it and then only sending you a smaller amount. And we've got Harvard saying, you know, they've lost $8 billion out of their pension funds. Where is this going?
Well, I hope nowhere, but there has been people who have spoken before Congress promulgating, creating ideas which are exactly what you've said, and whether Congress will act upon that in that way, I don't know, but I want to tell you one thing. If they make moves in that direction, all of you who can want to liquidate your IRAs and your 401ks and so on and so forth, there are some retirement plans you can't liquidate without losing your job, but we even see people quitting their job just to get a hold of their 401ks because they lost so much money. And the stock market is going to continue to go down, irrespective of the manipulation that's going on.
Okay,
so
when are they going to learn?
Subscribers are going to know when to get out of their retirement plans. I will know, believe me.
Well, I mean, they're already being decimated. What's going to happen to the retirement?
Continued decimation, unless they get into gold and silver-related assets. I mean, some people have moved to money market funds, and some people have gold and silver mutual funds available to them. Some people can buy gold and silver coins. It all depends on the plan. And that's why when I help people, I say, look, you got to email me and give me my phone number because I've got to talk to you. I can't put you into something or tell you what to do when it's unsuitable for you. What's good for Alex is not good for Bob.
And what's good for Sally isn't good for Dave, necessarily.
That's right.
All right, final segment with Bob Chapman straight ahead. The design implosion is going quite well for the bankers. 7 weeks in, $8.4 trillion, and counting a couple hundred billion a day. Ha ha!
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from Pepperspray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from Pepperspray.com? Shop now at Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are live, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com, global shortwave at WWCR, and on satellite. Not to mention over 115,000 people downloading the free podcast every day at Infowars.com. Very exciting, because our growth curve within 1 year will have us at over 400,000 people downloading the podcast at current growth rates. So keep spreading the word. We will never surrender. Bob Chapman, the good news is the people are really waking up because you and I and many others, you going back 45 years, folks don't know he's one of the granddaddies of the Patriot Movement, the old guard that really got everything going. Everything we've said's come true about the military, the troops, the staged terror, the bankers stealing, openly announcing world government. So right now, people are ready to listen to us. We need the folks out there to become leaders and take action, Bob.
Absolutely. And we need more people coming on the air and doing programs like this and writing publications that expose what's going on. All too many of the people who are writing are afraid to go to the heart of the problem. They're afraid to name the Illuminists and the Zionists and these phony events that they have, such as we just saw in Mumbai, and say that the government lies.
It's amazing, Bob, but again, people are waking up across the board to what's happening.
They are happy about it, believe me.
Well, it's very exciting, and but what's scary is you find out that 90% of the public, whether they're a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu, they have no idea what's going on, and then once you show them, it makes perfect sense to them, and then they understand how we're all being manipulated against each other.
That's absolutely correct.
Bob,
and that's part of their program. That's part of the propagandizing, the psychological warfare that goes along with this whole thing, especially pitting people against one another and infiltrating organizations, which I've seen for years and years and years.
Bob, we've only got a few minutes, and then we're going to break for 1 minute. I'm going to take you back for just 2 minutes on the other side. Gold. I want to talk about gold and what the COMEX is, for those that don't know, and how they're manipulating it. And, you know, it's moved up almost $100 in the last few weeks. Where do you see it going?
I think we're going to base out again for the fifth time in the area somewhere between 7 and 750. And it's in that realm right now. The United States government is deliberately suppressing the gold price in here. And the reason why is they're trying to scare the people who have gold on deposit at the COMEX into putting it into what they call registered form available for delivery against people who have contracts who want delivery. And the reason why is that a lot of people are taking delivery of gold. And heretofore, perhaps 1% did. Now there's a lot more than that. Some of the early figures from Friday, Monday, Tuesday, I have in the publication, more are coming in, figures of people taking delivery of their gold, large amounts, not the average person does this. And they're putting pressure on what has become a two-tier market. The COMEX is being controlled and manipulated by the United States government. People who are trading on there, speculators and traders, even commercials, which are the pros, they're leaving there and they're not participating. The open contracts have dropped from 625,000 to 264,000. That's incredible. So the physical market is going to win, and we may have a default on the COMEX because they don't have enough gold to deliver against the contracts.
So right now is a huge buying opportunity.
Absolutely.
Stay there, Bob. Back in 70 seconds to finish up our talk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.